So earlier on in the week, I caught up with Clive. He is from the U2 Experience. They're playing down Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday, the 20th of August. And I asked him about how the band came about, because it all happened very quickly. Lovely to have you on the show. So firstly, share with us how quickly the band has grown and evolved, because it's quite the success story, isn't it?
Hi, Ruth. Yeah, well, thanks for having us on the show. It's a pleasure. The band was actually previously called U2 360.
Yeah.
And they've been around for several years. They actually played at Alexander's a couple of times.
Yeah.
Apparently to a rousing reception, and the audience were brilliant.
Amazing.
But that was before my time with the band. And along came lockdown. Like many bands, the bass player and the drummer went their own separate ways.
Yeah.
And has now been relaunched as the U2 Experience with a new rhythm section. I was the last to join the band. That was July last year.
Yes.
And our first gig as the U2 Experience was in December in Birmingham.
Cool.
And since then, we've been very busy playing around the country, establishing bases.
Amazing.
And building a following. So it's gone from strength to strength very quickly.
Yeah, I love that. And it's great to know that that's happened off the back of lockdown, because some people have kind of given up, haven't they, on the music?
Yes.
And yeah, it's just great that you're actually, you know, this is like the springboard really for you guys.
Well, it was, and it was sort of almost as if it was meant to happen, you know?
Yeah.
Since then, we've played Birmingham, Bristol.
Amazing.
Most counties that end in the word Shire.
I love it.
And Kent.
Wow.
And we've got gigs coming up through next year and now into 2024 as well.
Oh, my goodness, that's amazing. That's amazing.
So we're obviously at Alexander's next Saturday, the 20th.
Yep.
And we're back there next year on the 1st of April.
Oh, brilliant. They've booked you for next year as well. That's great. Have you personally played there before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you're going to love it.
So I'm really, really looking forward to it. I've heard great things about it.
You're going to absolutely love it.
We've in the last couple of weeks, we've been booked to play in Cumbria and Cornwall.
Oh, amazing.
So 500 miles apart.
I love it.
London, Brighton, and in November we're taking the show across the water to Belfast.
I was going to say, you're getting world domination next, isn't it?
that's a big corporate event we're doing at the Titanic.
Amazing.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, I love Ireland. I love Belfast. Well, you have some excellent reviews on your website, one of them feels like you're actually at a U2 concert. So what have you got in store for your set at Alexander's Live next Saturday?
Okay, so it's a pretty highly charged, full-on show.
I love it.
With visuals, with an LED screen and sequence lighting. And we play the versions of the U2 songs, play mainly the live versions.
Oh yeah, cool. Yeah.
And it's a mixture of their best, their biggest singles and their best love album tracks across the decades, including the single that knocked Bryan Adams off the top of the charts after 16 weeks in 1991.
Which one was that? I do remember that, but I can't remember which track it was.
Anything I do for you.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And then U2 came along and knocked him off with a single called The Fly.
Yeah, I remember that was, tedious. It was number one for far too long.
Absolutely.
So you say you're fully booked up until 2024. Whereabouts? I know you've touched on where you're going to be playing, but is it literally wall to wall gigs until then? Now,
almost.
Amazing.
There's very, very, very few left next year.
Amazing.
March 2024, we're playing at Bright Concord 2 in Brighton.
Oh, lovely! I love Brighton.
St Patrick's Day gig.
Amazing.
Obviously with the Irish connection.
Yeah.
We've also been asked recently to go and play in Athens and Goa.
Oh my goodness, can I come?
Room
for me in your suitcase.
We use a lot of equipment.
Is that a no?
If we do it, you'd be very welcome.
Thank you.
Still under discussion at the moment.
I love that. I love it. So, onwards and upwards. Well, lastly, Clive, where can you be found online to whet people's appetite for your gig at Alexander's Live next Saturday?
Okay, so we have a website, which is www.alexanders.com. the U2 experience.co.uk. Remember, it's .co.uk, not .com, otherwise you get sort of pale American imitation. The tours page is on there, and all the past dates have got links to photos and videos from the shows. We're also on Facebook, and we like likes.
Okay, I'll give you one later when I get home.
One thing perhaps worth pointing out is we've been adopted, sort of adopted by a gentleman called Graham Baker.
Right.
He was a record company executive at EMI Ireland.
Oh, wow.
And he worked closely with you too during the early years. He's been to our studios and some of our gigs. And he's become a great friend as well as a support.
What a great adopted dad to have.
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy with many a tale to tell, so we're very proud to be connected with him.
I love that. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Clive. Have a blessed gig at Alexander's next week. Send my love to the rest of the band and all the very best for the following years to come as well. And keep in touch. Let us know your progress.
Thank you. Really, really looking forward to it. It's been a great pleasure talking to you.
And you. Thank you, Clive. Thank you.
All the best.
That was Clive Wickham there. I actually interrupted his holiday for that interview earlier on in the week. And here is U2 themselves. If you want to hear the next best thing, then get yourselves on to Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 20th of August, for the U2 Experience. But here's Beautiful Day by U2 themselves.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you could lend a hand in return.
You too, a beautiful day. So the U2 Experience are playing at Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 20th of August. To book your tickets, all you need to do is head over to alexanderslive.com. Next